Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Neil Rosen's here. He's a new friend. Neil is founder and president, CEO, and probably the accountant over at eWay Direct, Inc., which is a marketing strategy company. He helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and he's got some pretty interesting ideas, some fairly new ideas on how you and I can reach out and touch our customers a little more effectively, make them happier, which obviously by extension makes us happier. He's got a new book out called Chatter Marketing. He's our new friend, Neil Rosen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Chatter marketing is, and we all know what chatter is, and especially if you've had teenagers, and we all know what marketing is, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody put those two together. Explain yourself, Neil.
Well, sure. I mean, chatter, the way we talk about it in marketing and the way we talk about it in the book, has everything to do with the Internet. The Internet is like this great reality TV show out there, and everybody's on it, and everybody's a part of it, and everybody's creating content, including your customers. It's a great friend of the small and mid-sized business because their customers are online all the time, creating chatter. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're on YouTube, they're on Flickr, they're doing things with Groupon and Living Social. They're searching all the time, they're looking at product reviews all the time. And companies can actually tune into the chatter that their customers are creating online and use that chatter to much more effectively market to them. It's one of the things, it's similar to the way, and I like to use this in the book, it's similar to the way in the old days, pre-internet, somebody would walk into a store and a really smart clerk in that store would give that person a little time to look around and he'd watch what the person is doing and what he's looking at and he'd learn about that person so that by the time he walked over to start to talk to that person, he had enough little tidbits and enough information in his mind to market much more smartly. You can do the same thing on the Internet. The power is unbelievable.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying because we've all either done that or we've had someone do that to us. We walk around a store, we tend to spend a little more time in one area, and the salesperson walks over and doesn't say, "Can I help you with that?" but just starts telling you about it.
Exactly. Or you might be in a store with a friend, and the sales clerk might even overhear what you're saying to each other. You know, boy,
so,
my running
so you're saying,
really
you're saying this is like lurking. Is that what you say? It's like digital lurking?
That's exactly what it's like. It's like lurking, but since it's your customers and people you have relationships and people who have given you permission to talk to them and market to them and send them email, it becomes a way to create a really, really positive experience for your customers. So instead of sending them email spam once a week or twice a week or once a day or however you're doing it, you're sending them information that's really relevant to them. You're sending them offers and promotions and content that's relevant to them. And on the other half of it, which is incredibly important to small and medium-sized businesses, is that you have the ability to enable those people to tell all their friends about you and their family and their colleagues and share. It's a great way and an incredibly inexpensive way to grow a small business and level that playing field with larger competitors.
One of the things you point out in the book is something we all know, and that is that people, most companies go to market with whatever they have to sell. So they say, okay, we have shoes. Here's our new shoe line. Here's the new season. Here's what we have on sale, and free shipping. And that's typically how we go to market. And we, as you said earlier, if we've come to know people and they've given us permission to reach out to them, we text them or we email them or we put it up on Facebook or we tweet to them or whatever. However, they're following us. we send that out to them, and it's back to the old product of the month thing. But you're saying, and this is why I think what you're talking about is so important. You're saying that you know, long after if the customer hasn't done business with you, you haven't heard from them in a month or two, and they've received your stuff, you're talking about being able to find out what they're interested in today and focus on that to them, not just what you have to sell. That's the relevant part, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So a very simple example would be, maybe you know a customer came to your website, but do you know what page they visited on your website? Or do you know what link they clicked on your website? Mm-hmm. And do you know which products they were looking at on your website?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a whole lot smarter to send them an email on products you know they're looking at and thinking about than, as you just put it so well, sending them your product of the month promotion, mm-hmm. or your coupon of the month promotion, or your free shipping promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Make it relevant and make it convenient to them. And then they will say, it just changes the whole way they think about your company. All of a sudden, you're a very smart company that's intuitive, that knows what they want, that knows what they're thinking about, and it really changes the way they think about you.
Well, see, what you're talking about is what I describe when I discuss what I'm calling the age of the customer, and that is that in the age of the customer, relevance trumps competitiveness. Because
that's a great comment.
Well, the point is that you can be cheaper, you can have the same price, you can have the same products. Many people do, but the key is: are you relevant to your customers? Are you where they are? Are you making it easy on them? Are they finding you the way they want to hang out, or the way they want to be connected to you? How are you doing this? Are you getting in front of them with what's on their mind, not what's on your mind? And that's where relevance trumps competitiveness. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. Are you getting to them? Are you sort of tuned into how they're thinking and to what they may very well be looking for at a given time?
Right.
One thing I talk about the book that's right along those lines, and it's just a way to think about it, is can you know what keyword your customer is going to type into Google before they do it, and reach out to them with an offer before they get to Google, before they type it in, before they're all of a sudden looking at a page that has every one of your competitors on it as well as you want it.
Because once they get to that point,
that well.
Once they get to that point, Neil, that's what I call, at that moment when the finger is hovering over the mouse, that's what I call the moment of relevance. And if you're not relevant, you're going to get not selected. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. The book is called Chatter Marketing. The author is Neil Rosen. He's our new friend. When we come back, we've been talking about the idea of chatter marketing. When we come back, I'm going to get Neil to help us with the execution of chatter marketing. The 1-2-3s, the nuts and the bolts, from soup to nuts, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back with Neil Rosen.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.